intent and criteria that the if you go into all our lot coverage here, the first is perhaps the F2 river, and then the next one is the the guy who was the leather shop in Dallas, James Fenimore. Cooper? Okay. If you were addressing a woman, a married woman, and that was her name, you would say, you would call her what?
Mrs.
Would you pronounce it that way, Mrs. or would you?
I would. Now, of course, I've been corrected on that. I always said that it's Mrs. Now, of course, I guess it's a different sound of the record.
The commander of the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay. So his title was what?
General.
Okay. The man in charge of the ship, he called it. Okay. And then have you ever heard that word used particularly with, let's say, a laborer who's working for somebody?
What word now? Captain?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be more likely certain to cap?
Cap.
Captain.
Captain. It's a captain.
Captain.
And of course, you know this. Now, here again is a word that, now you've been way back, you know, that's like, the guy took a river, James and all that, you know. And so we're saying captain is captain.
Okay.
And this is the same guy on it.
Did you ever hear that in New York? Or that's just fishing locals, what do you think?
Well, frankly, I don't hear it much anymore.
The man who presides over the county court. Maybe. Okay. And pushes against the college to study or so. Okay. And this is a simple way. Common words that you know or have heard or would use a step for black people. How would you characterize that some of that? So obviously the more polite term today is black.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years ago it would have been black.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that,
as far as the many of the fights in the South, the black men never grew up on the